106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. And today, 86 for the high, 77 tomorrow, 71 on Sunday. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm each day, but not a rainy day. Although later today, wind gusts could get up to 21 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is not 100%. With a thunderstorm possible, enjoy your day. I think it's going to be pretty nice and pretty tropical today. It's already 63 degrees at 106.9 The Eagle.
You know, since we've started this global pandemic, the thing that I've done a lot more is cook. And I've made things that I would never normally have ever made. You know, chicken parmesan is one of the meals, J.D., that if I'm going to an Italian restaurant, nine times out of ten, I'm going to say, can I have chicken parmesan? And now with the fees that some delivery services use.
They've gone up, haven't they?
What used to be like $30 is now 50.
Right, right.
And it's like, I'm sorry, takeout for two, 50 sounds steep to me.
A little steep.
Right.
When you could cook it yourself for less than half that.
And when you think about how much pasta costs, and, you know, like, please. So now JD and Lisa advised me how to do this. I made chicken parmesan at home a couple times.
Beautifully.
It was really good.
And, you know, the thing that you did that made it so good is the thickness of the chicken really makes a difference. Jimmy pounded the meat. manner speaking.
Who knew I'd be so good at that?
And it came out pretty much like you'd have in a restaurant.
Well, yeah, and what I did, I seared it in the frying pan and then put it in the oven.
Beautiful way to do it. Beautiful way.
So the next step is I love pizza. Love pizza, like most people do. And I thought, you know what? I saw that Rao's, which is a spaghetti sauce maker that is really good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
They had pizza sauce. And I'm like, hey, why don't I try to make my own pizza? Now, I used to do that as a kid with the Chef Boyardee box. I can't find it. But I saw other things in the grocery store, home pizza kits, and I'm like, I'm going to try that. But I like it really extra crispy, like I think you do.
Well, if you threw it on the grill, like you.
And I want to throw it on the grill.
You can. Somebody suggested a pizza stone for you, that you put a stone on, because you, when we were talking about, you know, our friend Nezia Pistaros here uses the wood ovens, the dome ovens. And by the way, Pistaros pizza's out of this world. That it goes on basically a pizza stone inside the oven.
Okay.
So that, because you couldn't put the pizza on the logs, obviously, and on the grill, it's going to be a mess. You know,
well, I would have put something down, not like I'd just put burgers on the grill.
Well, how far the flame is from your dough.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
Well, so, you know, anytime, and this is what I've learned about marriage, it's constantly, it's a battle of showing that you're not an idiot, or in my case, it is.
And, or you're worth staying with.
Yeah, exactly.
Does your stock go up and rise and fall?
I think, you know, a good meal, you know, that helps.
I think it helps tremendously. So, that's why I cook for Lisa. Yeah,
well, so last night I said to my husband, I said, tomorrow there's going to be a special meal. Do you want to know what it is? And he said, yes. And I said, pizza. And he goes, you're going to make pizza? And I said, yes. He said, where? And I said, on the grill. And he was like, huh.
Same look I gave you yesterday.
Yeah, well, no, this was more disdain than you'd ever give me.
I was playfully good, because I would be worried about the flames and the dough.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of bursting. It seems combustible, doesn't it?
Well, there's been
pizza
times
seems like it would burn.
Well, there's been times where my steak has literally been engulfed in flames, where it's like on fire. But so now my goal is to research all day to make sure that's the best damn pizza he's ever put in his mouth.
Oh, this is tonight.
Yes, this is to prove that I'm right and he's wrong. And I think that's what every healthy marriage is based on.
Well, I think that there's something to be said for that. I think you're on to something.
I think in the end, maybe, J.D., is there room in your hotel room?
Well, if this works, we're going to put a shingle out. We're going to do marriage counseling. If it doesn't, we're moving in. I do have a place. I think there are a couple of rooms available, although we have a road crew there. Come on and stay with us, please. He'll miss you. He'll miss your cooking.
I'll bring the grill.
Oh, please do. We don't have a grill. We'd love to grill.
We can have chicken parmesan and bad pizza.
Flame broiled. Tasty.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Friday is here. It is warm, 94% humidity. We're going to see mid-80s all over the four-state region.
Yeah.
And maybe a thunderstorm later in the day. Now you don't want 80s?
Well,
I thought you were...
80s sounds extreme right now.
Oh, really?
Like about 74.
You're going to put the top down. You're going to head back down the road. And you're going to feel like you're heading to Ocean City, which you may do. Ocean City's opening this weekend, at least in terms of, you know, safety protocols that were in place, adding accommodations now. Mm-hmm. Accommodations can, apparently from what Rick Meehan said, to the general public, not just people who live there. Last weekend, week before, it was supposed to be for locals. And I think there are a lot of plates that probably had stickers from, you know, Montgomery College or, you know, wherever, that weren't necessarily Ocean City residents. But, mm-hmm. Hey, we're in Maryland. I've got Maryland tags. Listen, here in our immediate area, Frederick County, to phase in reopening, as of 5 o'clock today, the following will be permitted in Frederick County. Curbside pickup at all retail establishments of any size, manufacturing, again, with guidelines, reopening of small retail businesses, less than 10,000 square feet of space. Under state orders, these stores may open to about 50% capacity and must follow other guidelines provided by the state and county. You know, I imagine they're ready to go. If they had to do some heavy reading last night and sign printing, mm-hmm. and phone calls and email to staff, my guess is your favorite store is going to be open. I hope so. Fingers are crossed. Reopening of animal adoption facilities, car washes, and pet grooming facilities. Animal adoption, I know, you know, factually, we've tried to help with food and support and even staffing because, you know, animals who you couldn't go visit and adopt were still there, mm-hmm. and needed care. And even more care and more walking and more time. So now if you'd like to adopt and you have the love and the space in your heart and home, you can do it. All business activities must continue to follow statewide safety guidelines. Face coverings are required to be worn by customers and staff inside any business, Frederick County, or public space. Physical distancing must be observed. Handling of cash must be limited. No gathering may exceed 10 people. So, limited exchange of cash or shoplift away. No.
Plastic is your friend.
But you know, then you have to do the thing with the card. But if you're the only one manning the card in the machine and you have the chip, you may not have to do anything. I think you can even, you know, avoid signing the screen,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, not ask for a receipt. So I think that you can probably manage this better than you think. But the cash thing is
no
the problem.
No bra money.
Yes. No bra money. No
shoe money.
Oh, let's see what Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon think about what's going on. Well, as of today, it's Jack and Jimmy's Late Night Updates.
Krispy Kreme announced that they're running a special offer of 12 free donuts to graduating high school seniors. That's nice. So even if colleges don't open, you'll still get a jump on the freshman 15.
And there's some big news from the world of breakfast. IHOP has announced a limited edition pancake cereal called Panflakes. These are little maple syrup flavored pancakeettes that you can pour in a bowl and eat with milk. The promise is this: if the virus doesn't kill you, we will.
On Tuesday, Dr. Fauci testified on Capitol Hill that we need to be cautious before we reopen schools in the fall. But this morning, Trump said that he wants to get the schools open and he wants to do it fast.
We have to get the schools open. Now, we want to do it safely, but we also want to do it as quickly as possible.
And as we know, the way to do something safely is to do it as quickly as possible. That's why custodians put up those floor signs. Caution, run as fast as you can.
Authorities in Alabama are looking for thieves that recently stole an 18-foot smoker from a restaurant. The thieves would have stolen some meat, but they didn't want a brisket.
I saw that as restaurants reopen, many will only offer disposable menus.
That's too bad. My favorite part of the meal was opening the menu and seeing all the stains from the people who ate before me.
Amazon released two new Fire tablets yesterday. For those unfamiliar, a Fire tablet is that thing you get for Christmas when you ask your grandma for an iPad. According to a new report, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos could become the world's first trillionaire by 2026. So I guess it won't be long before Amazon stops selling pitchforks and torches.
Disney is expected to ask visitors to wear masks when they visit their parks. Yeah, they're also asking visitors, maybe for now, stay away from Sneezy.
One of the dwarfs, Sneezy.
Yeah.
He It's 106.9 The Eagle. Good morning, Jack and Jimmy.
Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond and Jimmy Alexander, about a week away from a holiday weekend. And, you know, the hope for beginning of summer and perhaps some normalcy. I know we're all looking for that. And there are always, even in times of difficulty, and I don't know that the world has faced something like this, certainly in modern time, this pandemic. The Spanish flu took more lives up to this point. We hope the death toll here obviously abates really, really quickly, and there is normalcy returned, the new normalcy. And I know that people hate that term because you don't want the new normal. I want, you know, Ocean City to be Ocean City, or, you know, I want Catoctin to be Catoctin. I don't want, you know, social distancing and all this. I want to be able to go when and where and how and, you know, do the things I did. Some of them may be modified, but they're always, listen, there's so many good people in the world doing good things, and they don't get enough attention, which is one of the reasons Jimmy and I like to do good news stories, especially when they're local. And here's one to share with you. House with a Heart Senior Pet Sanctuary in Gaithersburg has established a new pet pantry to assist organizations that deliver food to the needy in our community. The Feed Fido and Fluffy Pet Pantry was launched on April 27th, has already raised $14,850. Their first distribution to food banks last week was 200 pounds of kibble and 150 cans of dog and cat food. Aww. This week, they expect to double their distribution.
That's great.
It's a great organization, great people working here. Again, behind the scenes. The food banks we're working with currently do not include pet food delivery in their delivery, which means people have to share their food with their pets, or the pets may go hungry. With pet food donations from the community, we're able to supplement the delivered groceries with pet food. If you'd like more information, you can write to housewithaheart@gmail.com. If you'd like to help especially, Cher is the director and would love to hear from you. housewithaheart@gmail.com. And House with a Heart is located online as well. If you'd like to check them out, housewithaheart.org. housewithaheart.org. Cher, thanks for doing this. This is it's a wonderful effort. And as someone, you know, who's had multiple dogs all of his life, as Lisa Ann has, Jimmy now, dog owner, cats, they need to be fed. They need to be fed properly. People scraps is not going to cut it. I'm sorry?
You don't think about it.
No, well, if you have a hungry dog or a hungry teenager, you're going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not think, how are they being fed, or are people struggling enough to get food for themselves? What's happening to their pets? So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's beautiful. It's golden, I think.
No.
Golden right on their homepage. Anyway, help them out if you can. Cher, thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate it very much. Jack and Jimmy on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Thanks for listening and getting up with us. We really appreciate it very much. In fact, we want to applaud you today. Thanks for spending some time with us, either here on 106.9, obviously on FM, or on our app, which you can download at 1069theeagle.com, or live streaming. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We also post at least one podcast a day. You can find it on Audio Boom and Podbean and a few others. We always do a Facebook Live, and we'll post that on Facebook a bit later on. Things are reopening. The weekend's here, 85, 86 degrees here in this four-state region. And a little further to the south, just, even in Washington, they may see like 88, 90 degrees today.
Wow.
And a chance of a late-day thunderstorm because of all the heat and the humidity this morning, 94%. So with things opening up, Ocean City is opening. You can book a room if you want this weekend. I'm not necessarily encouraging it, but I know how badly we want to go to the beach and go to the beach. Not just drive down there, take care of a little business, and drive back and not be able to find a place to stay. So that'll change this weekend. Frederick County is phasing in reopening. As of 5 p.m. today, the following will be permitted. Curbside pickup at all retail establishments of any size. We've been able to do that with food, thank goodness. Manufacturing, reopening of small retail businesses with less than 10,000 square feet. And there are some state guidelines there, 50% of capacity, no more. Reopening of animal adoption facilities, car washes, pet grooming facilities. All businesses and activities have to file the statewide guidelines. Handling of cash kept to a minimum. No gathering may exceed 10 people anywhere. So how do you handle it if somebody is not abiding by these? And that's a really tough one. With stay-at-home orders relaxing, more places reopening, you're going to run into people who are not taking the social distancing guidelines as seriously as they should. Now, these suggestions, I'm not suggesting this, Jimmy is not, Lisa Ann is not, but the New York Times and Miami Herald shared these, and I thought there may be a nugget in here because we've all run into that, and we don't want you to get into a fist fight or a shoving match. Somebody at Red Lobster, of all places, was tired of waiting in line, and she took a swing at one of the employees.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Kids must be so proud.
We'll take a picture all together after you get your mugshot.
Well, the interesting thing is not only did they have security footage, but she was so boisterous and out of hand, people started rolling video. So we have excellent 4K clear shots of the swing and the contact.
I think every year on Facebook it will be a memory.
You'll never forget this Mother's Day. The Mother's Day I took out a poor kid working at Red Lobster. All right, and that was a woman. It wasn't a guy. So here's what you should do according to, and I put this in quotes, the experts. Do speak up, especially if you're in a high-risk group for the virus. If you're not able to move out of the way to avoid the person, try asking them to take a few steps back. If you do it politely and they bristle or give you a hard time, I would just step out of line then. It's not worth risking your health or getting into fisticuffs with them. I would simply demur. We were on the elevator the other day, and a woman attempted to get on. And it was a small elevator. And I said, you know, we'd be happy to take the next elevator if you're in a hurry. And she kind of, I don't know, she stopped for saying, oh, okay, thank you, and got on anyway without, you know, sort of allowing us to step off. So I said, would you like us to get off? Or would you like us to stay and you take the next one? And she backs up and kind of goes, oh, okay, finally kind of got it. There were no fisticuffs. Now, while it was a little bumbling, and there was a little miscommunication, everybody's fine. No one got torqued. Don't get angry. Shouting at somebody isn't going to change your behavior. If you do speak up, cool, respectable, and respectful, don't assume you know why somebody isn't following the guidelines. Give the person the benefit of the doubt, especially since the guidance on social distancing and masks has changed over time and with every municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason we need one set of rules, at least for masks and social distancing. And some people aren't able to wear a mask for legitimate health reasons. I mean, I imagine they could wear a bandana or something, but just understand there may be something there.
Well, you are seeing people who are wearing the mask, but letting it come down under their nose. And I think, well, I think you're missing the point of this, but I don't want to.
It has to cover your nose and mouth.
You know.
You mention it and do it politely. Yeah. They may have forgotten. Listen, nobody likes confrontation. Nobody does. But I'd rather you not be sick and speak up. Thank people who do practice social distancing. It reinforces their effort and helps you have a more positive mindset about the whole thing, focusing on the good instead of the bad. So, you know, hey, thanks so much for staying back 6 feet. I know it's a pain, but thank you.
I think that would... And not passive-aggressive. Thank you for coughing on the back of my neck without a mask. Thank you. I really appreciate
that. Well, at that point, I believe it's going to be confrontational. Do you happen to have the cheesy biscuits? Because that's why I'm here. Can I get those and some shrimp to go? Butterfly? Deep-fried shrimp? Yeah. That'll help my health. 106.9 The Eagle. Start me up!
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond along with Jimmy Alexander and a little Facebook Live. If you're on Facebook or you can jump on quickly, we'd love to join you. We actually have show and tell today. It's facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show or just use a little @ Jack Diamond Show. And in a bit, we'll put it on at the Classic Hit Station. So it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 85, 86 degrees in this four-state region. Warm, humid. What comes to mind? Sangria. Look at this.
Jack has a juice box.
It looks like a giant juice box. Here, would you like to try yours?
Sure.
Have one for you, and you can try it now, or you can take it home with you. This is from our dear friends at Brewer's Alley.
Yeah.
In fact, we went there on Sunday evening for Connor's birthday dinner, on his birthday, and did the curbside pickup. And the food is fabulous. The people are really nice. We mentioned this the other day. You know, everybody's wearing masks and have gloves on. The food came beautifully packaged, very safe. And our friend Nezzy runs that along with Isabella's, which sadly is closed, and Pistaro's Great Pizza. They have figured out the sangria thing. Let me just tell you, it's delicious. And if you'd like to take it home, it's Brewer's White Sangria you're about to try, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. 16 ounces, just $10, or 34 ounces for $20. It's a blend of Tito's, my approval on that, peach and orange liqueur, tropical fruit juice, and chopped apple. That's what's in the bottom. Okay. Orange and blackberry. You see the fruit in there. They post their menus every day on Facebook. They also offer meals for two each day, which is a steal.
Mm-hmm.
The price of the meals for two. We love it. If Connor's having pizza or something else from Pistaro's, we'll get the meal for two. Lisa and I will knock back a few glasses of sangria, and the evening is perfect. So, Nezzy, thank you. Thanks to Brewer's Alley. Great local restaurant in Frederick. He should open those up. And actually, the Pistaro's, you should franchise as well.
Well, speaking of opening up, I have it opened up. It is like a little, what would you call this? Not plastic.
You know, it almost looks like something you would hang for a drip. And I'd be just fine if you want to plug sangria into my arm.
An IV bag full of.
It has that. It is sturdy. You can take this bad boy home, and you can see it on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook if you'd like.
Can I start taking a sip here?
Please do. By all means. Safe sippage. How is it, my friend? Well, you haven't stopped since you started. I'm going to assume it's good. Classy. Always classy. 106.9 The Eagle. I want to share something with you. You know, we have these random thoughts like you do, and especially during this COVID-19 world, we have a little more free time on our hands. Jimmy's a big fan of pro wrestling. So if band names were literal, what would be the scariest band to fight? If band's names were literal, what would be the scariest band to fight? I'm thinking Megadeth.
Megadeth, sure.
I mean, you can't get any worse than Megadeth, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to. The three of us could not take on 10,000 maniacs.
That would be
right. Could try if they were literal.
Queen, I think, would be easy. I wouldn't be concerned
about
Queen.
Sure. You know, Brian May have pulled a butt muscle gardening, but I guarantee you he's still a pretty stout guy.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Real Big Fish.
Mm.
We're all afraid of, you know, you go in the water, the whole Jaws thing. So if they were really big fish, maybe.
Rat, I would not be concerned about.
Mm. You wouldn't?
No.
Rat's bite.
Or Cinderella. Not really tough.
Okay. Ding.
Yeah.
Where's your bell?
Sorry, I'm holding my drink.
I want a sip of your Tito's. Nine Inch Nails.
That's going to be tough. Yeah, I want the referee to check those nails.
In your pro wrestling? Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, that would be. I don't want cannibals.
Maybe I should have saved this for later.
Yes,
we should all just drink.
Yes.
Because now I'm salivating. I can't even get out the comedy material, for God's sake. I've lost interest in what I'm.
What are you talking about?
I have more interest in your Tito Sangria from Brewer's Alley.
Your jealousy's fine, Jack.
Yeah, I have
the
four
Eagles.
Of them here.
The Eagles? I mean, are the Eagles tough? They'd be tough.
Oh, a flock of seagulls. Oh, you're spelling it all over yourself. Fred Manning's going to have a fit. It's going to smell in here.
I look like I peddled myself. I've had too much to drink.
Have you?
Can I squeeze this into a giant glass?
It's that good, isn't it? I told you.
Who else would be tough?
Thanks for joining the bit.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing all my...
Thanks for participating in the show.
Dave Matthews Band. Don't scare me.
Don't scare me at all, though. No. He can burn you with his blunt. I mean, he smokes on stage. I've never seen that
Kiss,
before.
Another one. Kiss isn't tough. I mean, that's a different thing.
All right. The lovely Lisa Ann. Give us a band.
How about Molly Hatchet?
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
I'd be afraid of Molly. Give yourself a thing. I'd be afraid of Molly Hatchet. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
just because we know him.
Yeah.
I'd be very afraid if he came after you. So this, what band would you not want to fight if bands had literal names? Jimmy?
Hold. Courtney Love's band. Not so much.
I stepped in a sinkhole in Miami, and my shoulders have never been the same.
I stepped in
a sinkhole. Slayer.
Slayer!
Come on. I mean, they say right in their name.
Boom, what they're going to do.
Exactly. The Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
A little more movie-esque. Anthrax.
Don't want Anthrax. That's bad.
War, Wham, the Backstreet Boy. Mm. Oh, no, those are the ones who we could kick their ass. I'm sorry. The Killers and the Animals could make. And the Rolling Stones. Not as terrifying as Rolling Boulders, but I guess how big are the Stones?
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to add a band name if we missed it in the comments. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook Live, always nice for us to know where you're listening, drop in the city you're listening, and how you're listening. If you're actually listening on 106.9 The Eagle, or the app, or the stream, let us know. And always love to know where you're listening. So that's, Jimmy, we can't do
that. I can't say that
that's
one.
Facebook.
I want to say it so
.com
bad.
/ Jack Diamond Show. Would you be afraid of those surfers, or?
What do they look like?
I think their name implies it. All right, and these.
Yes. Fighting. Jay Rodin.
John Ondrasik. That's perfect. Exactly what we're talking about.
Because
there are three of us, and we don't. What's the matter?
Shotzi or whatever. I can't see your name. You said one that we can't even go into.
Oh, Shotzi.
We talked about Nine Inch Nails.
Please, maintain your decorum on Facebook. These would be the least scary, I think.
Okay.
Corn, right? Cake. Blind Melon. And ladies and gentlemen, come on. Someone had to say it. Limp Bizkit. It's Jack Diamond and Jimmy Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station. It's Friday. Weekend is here. Thank you for listening. Thanks for getting up with us. Hope you are well and your family is in great health. A few minutes ago, you know, during this COVID-19 world, we've had a little free time on our hands. We play so many great bands here on the Eagles, so much great music. And some of them, you go, oh, my gosh, what was the name of that band? And we were thinking about the fact that if band names were literal, what are the bands you wouldn't want to fight? Things like Slayer, Nine Inch Nails.
Ugh, yeah, that's not good.
You don't want to fight Nine Inch Nails. Fine Young Cannibals.
Nope.
You know, exactly.
Even if they're old.
Oh, sure.
Or cannibals, I don't want.
Meatloaf, just because, you know.
We've seen them.
So, thanks for participating on our little Facebook live, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, Jack Diamond Show. If you want to check it out, and you could still toss in comments, you know, about the bands that you wouldn't want to fight or the ones that you wouldn't be afraid of at all, like, you know, Korn. Spelled with a K, with a capital K. How about Whitesnake?
No. Don't want to fight any snakes. Don't care what color they are.
You know, even if you win, what have you won?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A belt.
Because now you're... Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, hot in your eyes?
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, on pizza, maybe good. Guns N' Roses. Because after they shoot you, they lay a rose in your chest. Not good.
Cutting like roses. The thorn's going to get you.
No doubt. Beastie Boys.
Says it in the title.
Jimmy, if you got one.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
David Grohl.
I mean, you don't want to. Grateful Dead, they're telling you they're going to be grateful. Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, no. Are they going to throw them? Is that how they're going to smash them?
How about.
That would hurt.
Death Cab for Cuties. I mean, death is in the title.
What was that anyway?
And if they can kill a cab driver.
Yeah. Lisa Ann, have you got one you want to toss in?
Oh, The Clash.
Oh, perfect one to fight.
Boom.
Anything else?
Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips.
Is that a threat? I'll tell you what I'm going to give you.
Need penicillin for that.
I'm going to give you Flaming Lips. Not quite as sexy or dangerous, but nonetheless, you'd have to think about. I mean, I'm not sure about Squeeze because that, you know what I'm saying.
Your throat?
Okay. I was thinking more of a hug. Like a really hug. Velvet Revolver.
Mm.
And,
Still shooting.
Yes, would be. Motorhead. Again.
How do you hurt a Motorhead?
How would you hurt somebody with it? Headbutting, yeah. Right? Okay. Spinal Tap. All right. Yeah, No.
Been there.
I want to rage against the machine. I don't want the machine to rage against me.
I agree with that.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, that's just because we like them. All right. These are the really wussified ones. Sugar Ray.
Please.
Who's afraid of Sugar Ray?
Not me. No. Are you?
No. Get warm in here. The Doobie Brothers. they can't be scary, Jimmy. They're all buzzed.
What? Sure.
You know what they have in their hands? They all have snacks.
Well, they may burn you with whatever they're holding.
The Cure, great band, but you wouldn't be afraid of them, now, would you?
No.
Right?
How about, are you going to be afraid of Captain Antonio? Even though they're in the military. I mean, he's a military guy.
I'm not so
guy.
Sure. Maybe he was a, you know.
I just saw him sitting. I never saw him stand.
He had the hat. I don't think he was in the military.
You don't think he had epaulets?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he's going to pick up the piano and hit you with it?
His name was Daryl Dragon.
I'd be the captain, too.
Peaches and Herb.
Aww.
They're not scary.
They're actually Washington-based. You know, there was only one Herb, and he came into a radio station when I was just a baby disc jockey. And he says, I'd like you to meet the fourth Peaches. And I said, really? And, and he laughed, and she laughed. He goes, oh, yeah.
There's been
you
got to
get peaches when they're fresh.
That was his line?
That was his line.
Oh, that's great. He's answered that question a lot.
I remember that since I was 16.
I wonder if Tony Orlando said, that's why I call them both Dawn.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, thanks for listening today. Jeremy jumps on our Facebook Live and said sangria at 8:30. I like the way you folks think. Little day drinking broke out as we were sampling some wonderful white sangria from Brewer's Alley, available for the weekend or anytime. You know, you can do the curbside pickup. They're very efficient, and the food is fabulous as well. So thanks, Nezzy. Appreciate it very, very much. And I asked you to drop in where you're listening and sort of how. Obviously, the radio at 106.9, some on Alexa. Just ask Alexa to play radio station WWEG. You can go to 106.9theeagle.com and download our app or live stream there. Kazakhstan, I believe, is our furthest listener today. Kazakhstan. Bill Miller is listening there and was nice enough to jump in.
I wonder if Bill's met Borat.
Perhaps.
Right?
That would be a notable. Laurel, thanks to Darnese for listening. Laurel, Columbus, Ohio. Teresa, thank you very much. All over the Washington area, all over the Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, four-state region. Aldi, Virginia, checking in this morning. Siesta Key, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it. Sterling, Virginia, a lot. Obviously, Hagerstown and Frederick, thank you. Lorraine's up in Baltimore listening. Littlestown, Pennsylvania. Monica, thank you very much for listening. Robert Miller is listening from Kazakhstan. So. Akakeek, Maryland, on the live stream.
Thank you. Robert, tell us why you're in Kazakhstan. What brought you there? I would think you work for the government.
Feel free. Jump online, buddy, if you're still there, and let us know. You know, it is Friday. The weekend's here. Ocean City is opening up. I just, you know, if the social distancing thing works, and we don't see what happened in Wisconsin with everybody piling into a bar with no mask, you know, I just don't think that's safe. And even if it's legal, I would take some precautions. And simply for yourself and others around you. You don't want to bring this home to your kids or your spouse or your buddies or friends or your coworkers. You know, if your state's opening up more than one state, well, that's great as long as everybody's still careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like, in the spirit of the fact that it's Friday, we're a week away from the beginning officially of summer. We're going to hit 85 degrees here in Hagerstown and Frederick. Washington may hit 90. We thought this would be fun. Since Jimmy did day drinking earlier, it was knocking back white sangria.
And especially since so much is changing, I guess, here in Frederick and Hagerstown in the area at 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today, as Jimmy mentioned, Frederick County to phase in reopening, including curbside pickup at all retail locations, which is a big deal. Manufacturing, a lot of people going back to work. Reopening of small retail businesses, less than 10,000 square feet. So think, you know, smaller, obviously, than Best Buy. Under state orders, these stores may only open to 50% capacity, but you get to go shop. Reopening of animal adoption facilities. Thank goodness. They're overwhelmed. Car washes and pet grooming. Do the hand washing thing. Fewer than 10 people congregating thing. Have a great weekend because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, baby. Alan Jackson joining Jimmy Buffett on this one on 106.9 The Eagle.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow.
Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hits station. I think everybody's in a pretty good mood today. I hope you and your family are well in great health. We have actually a hot day, 94% humidity right now, and 66 degrees eventually to 84, 5, 6. Maybe a late-day thunderstorm today. We're going to repeat it with a little cooler weather tomorrow. We mentioned that Frederick County is doing a bit of additional opening of businesses today. I'll run it down again in a few minutes for you. Just did it about 10 minutes ago. And as long as we're moving forward safely, the science says we can, the medical community says this is what we should do, safeguard ourselves. I mean, I'm all for it too, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our buddy Nessie at Brewer's Alley brought by some of his great white sangria, fortified with Tito's, and it just sort of put us in the mind, okay, summer is coming. Coronavirus or not, it's coming. How do we go out and enjoy the summer and then remain safe, protect ourselves and our family? And you know what they do when you go into the doctor's office to make sure something's clean and sanitized? They use alcohol. So listen, I think perhaps
learning from science, following the practices of doctors and nurses everywhere.
Please, I think Fauci looks like he could use a shot or two right now.
We don't think Fauci's had a drink or two recently.
Well, you hear that voice, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now.
So we are drinking a little more in the past couple of months than before, and it's understandable if that's your thing, you know, to have, a glass of wine in the evening. Maybe if you don't have to drive to work the next day, you have the second and just chill.
Tequila is up 60% in sales from last year at the same time.
Some stuff is up 200%. Yeah. You know what we're doing? We're mixing up, so to speak, what we're drinking. We're not drinking the same thing. We're sort of branching out.
We're putting the scotch, bourbon, and tequila in one glass.
Don't do that. That's never a good idea. Trust me on that. So in the past 30 days, they have studied every state to see what the new drink is that you're jumping in and trying.
Okay.
So popular drinks that come up in a bunch of states are our favorite, old fashions. In fact, there's what's known as a modern old fashioned, and it's delicious, a little handcrafted. Manhattans and margaritas. Margaritas are always a crowd pleaser. Manhattans are another great beverage made with bourbon.
Yeah. You should like that. But there's a lot of booze in that, right?
It's mostly booze. It is this side of a martini, gin or vodka. Mm-hmm. And a martini is pretty much all gin or all vodka. So there are a few, I'm not sure require Googling, those couple. People in Missouri, gin and tonic?
Mm.
You had to Google to figure that out?
Gin and what else?
Missouri, literally, they Googled gin and tonic to find out the recipe.
In this gin and tonic, okay, I got the gin. I'm missing an ingredient.
Special shout-out to the people of Iowa, West Virginia, here in the great state of Maryland.
Yeah.
We're making kamikazes!
Yeah!
That's the
Nature Boy Ric Flair's favorite drink.
Virginia, come on up. Pennsylvania, come on down. We got kamikazes for everybody.
That should tell you all you need to know by the name, how good you're going to feel in the morning.
So, Virginia, it was old-fashioned. Kamikaze, Maryland, and West Virginia. Yeah, I'm not going to knock it because it was the first mixed drink I ever had. In Pennsylvania, it's the Whiskey Sour.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the Eastern Shore in Delaware, all right, screwdriver. It's a little pedestrian. Easy to make.
I'm not having that at night. That's a morning drink, isn't it? Or a morning midday brunch drink.
Is it now? Jimmy,
I don't drink vodka.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Please step up and give your hair.
Hi, I'm Jimmy, and I want to ask forgiveness for those who I transgressed.
So, I mean, old fashioned, even on the Eastern Shore, I would have thought, Orange Crush, but
they have that.
That's
already.
A These screwdriver. Maybe that's what they mean.
I bet
they screwed it up. It's a Maryland drink, but listen, beverage consumption knows no borders, my friend.
Well, see, the Delaware people can't come into Maryland to get the Orange Crush, so they're just making it at home.
I think you are on to something, my friend. What is a lily in Kentucky? It's the lily. I don't know what that is. Tequila Sunrise, Jimmy, in South Carolina.
Love.
Bushwhacker in North Carolina.
That hurts.
Sazerac, which is similar to an old fashioned in Georgia. The Cuba Libre.
The Kentucky Oaks Lily Drink.
Please feel free. I was on the Cuba Libre.
I'm sorry. I was going to tell you.
Jump right in the middle.
I was so happy to find it. You have no idea. Cranberry juice, lime juice, triple sec. The drink is sure to cool you down on a hot summer day.
I thought they liked mint juleps.
Tito's handmade vodka, blushing pink drink calls for a healthy pour of tasty liquor.
Liquor? I haven't met her. Cuba Libre, which is really rum and Coke and lime in Florida. And that would be a Florida drink. This is in the great state of Louisiana. I'm surprised it's a Bushwhacker, not the Hurricane. But nonetheless, in Alabama, the Painkiller. I've spent some time in Alabama. You're drinking the right drink.
Jack Diamond in the Morning.
106.9, wow. The Eagle.
Lisa Ann and I drove all the way up to Woodstock, New York, and back in one day just to hear them do that song.
Did you leave afterwards?
We waited until the encore, had to.
You normally don't wait to the encore.
I knew there was an entire field full of cars, and we were gonna try and stay. We went up for Jackson Browne, a few other, you know, Summer of Love, a 50th anniversary of Woodstock acts at Bethel, New York. And it's just packed. Small town. You can't find a place anyway. And I don't know what was going on, but it was just jam-packed. We literally got back in the car. We found a diner in New Jersey, a great roadside diner. But it was worth it to hear Anna Nancy Wilson
do. Did you go up for Sha-na-na-na, too? Did you?
No. We conveniently missed Sha-na-na.
Yeah.
We went to one other. I don't remember. It's just a beautiful venue. Listen, we're all looking forward to a concert's coming back, all of us here at 106.9 The Eagle. Sooner the better, as long as we can figure out the social. I don't know how they're going to do that. How are you going to social distance at a concert where everybody wants to jump up and sing and dance? Kenny Chesney had to postpone his 2020 Chillaxification tour because of the pandemic, and he's heartbroken about it. He says he did everything possible to keep it afloat. I hate everything I'm about to say. No one's tried harder than my team to make the tour a reality. Sadly, we can't find a way to make it safe to navigate water that's not just getting any clearer. For that reason, we have to postpone it. Tickets will be honored for rescheduled shows. Refunds also available. Kenny said, listen, I feel for the 120 people who work on my shows and tour.
Because he does stadium tours.
Does stadium.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
He says, thank God I don't have to let anybody go this year. Now, if we don't play for the next 2 or 3 years, it's not, I'm not going to be able to do that, but I can do it right now. He's paying everybody.
That's incredible.
He's paying everybody, even though they're not touring. But he does stadium shows. And listen, he's a well-heeled artist, and he's a really good guy. Others could have done this. They didn't. But this is a really, truly stand-up move. And that's why we're sharing it with you. Because, if you're a fan of music, period, you know Kenny's name. Know that he's also a really good guy.
He has a home down in the islands, and anytime they have hurricane problems, he donates money. He lends his home out to people. Yeah.
Good guy.
Very kind.
Do you think he could lend it to us next weekend?
I don't know if we can get there.
Oh,
are they allowing us to fly?
How fast can you row?
Well, you get one of those paddle boats from the tidal basin?
Kenny Chesney misses performing so much that a friend in Florida at the beginning of March said to him, Kenny, listen, I know this is an imposition, but would you play my daughter's wedding? So Kenny Chesney plays stadiums and sells them out, plays to the big crowd, plays to the very back of the stadium, top row. He's singing to you. He's doing a bar mitzvah. He did somebody's wedding. And he said, it wasn't a close friend. It wasn't one of those deals. The guy just really wanted me to play his daughter's wedding, so I did. And he said, I'm glad I did. I'd miss it so much.
With a merch stand by the cake, that was a little much. Same thing.
Probably. It's 106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Good morning.
Jack Diamond in the Morning and the most music for your workday. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Night Ranger, and Sister Kristen. 106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station. Thank you to Lisa Ann for helping with the show today. Thanks for Nezzy over at Brewer's Alley for the delicious white sangria. Perfect if you want to stop by. They do the curbside thing. Great food and really nice people. There's always good news, even in a world pandemic. There's a silver lining, and people are making things happen. Told you about Kenny Chesney paying his entire road crew, 120 people, even though they're not touring this summer. They have to postpone it until 2021. America now has its own World War II vet walking for charity. Captain Tom Moore raised millions in the UK last month. Now a 99-year-old in Oregon named Bud Lewis is doing it, raising money for a charity called the Sunshine Division by walking 100 laps around a track before his 100th birthday in August.
Aww.
You know, we could cut the time it takes to test a vaccine by a few months if 100 people are willing to get the trial version and be infected with the virus. So a site called One Day Sooner is letting people sign up, and over 20,000 have applied.
Wow.
20,000. They need 100. And they're going to be infected with the virus, or potentially, if the vaccine doesn't work. That's pretty amazing. Thank you to those 20,000
people
for stepping to the front of the line, man. A 7-year-old in Wisconsin, would you do it?
Well, I'm thinking if I'm the guy who's 101 and I found out they got everybody, I'm like, oh, well, I tried. I'm going to get a shirt made that said I offered, but,
for,
you know.
Forever and a day, you say, hey, listen, I
volunteered. What do you mean that person's backing out? What?
Oh. Jimmy, step to the front of the line. Lead the way. You'll be the first. We work from back to front.
I have a dog.
A 7-year-old in Wisconsin was planning a lemonade stand before everything was shut down. So she launched a virtual one with coupons. And it's raising tens of thousands of dollars for charity. Enough to feed over 600 families a week.
Wow. So, did the people get the lemonade?
Only you.
What are you getting for the coupon? What exactly do you get for the coupon?
A guy in Belgium who has access to a crane, Jimmy, no ideas.
That sounds strange, doesn't it, Jack? He has access to a crane.
You know, I grew up in Belgium. It was really... A guy in Belgium who has access to a crane. Those words have never been uttered on this frequency, 106.9. No. Not only on this radio station, The Eagle. I'm going to guess every 106.9 nationwide.
I would agree.
Those words have never been uttered together. A guy in Belgium who has access to a crane.
Not that he owned a crane, borrowed a crane,
please.
Rented a crane,
no.
Was willed a crane.
Not his crane.
He has access.
Has been taking it to nursing homes so people can visit family members at their windows on high floors.
Aww.
He was driving by a home recently, saw a guy yelling up to his mom from the sidewalk, realized he could help, and did. You know, these stories are so heartening. I hope you feel about these. You know, we shared a local one earlier today. There's good news everywhere.
You know, if my mom... God bless her, was still alive, and she lived her last couple months in a home, and I could imagine her reaction.
You better not say anything terse.
No, but I can imagine my mom's reaction to me in a crane. She'd be like, Jimmy, hold on. What are you doing? You're going to fall and kill yourself. Hold on. Did you bring me cigarettes?
Exactly.
That would be, can you open? Just one.
Where's the bourbon?
I just want one.
She would.
Jim.
It was Jimmy's mom. Somebody made a site called isolationcreations.org to celebrate all the creative stuff people have done in lockdown, like music and art projects. It's pretty cool. You can spend a couple of hours there. And finally, all next week, Krispy Kreme is congratulating 2020 graduates by giving them free donuts.
Hey!
You show up in your cap and gown. I see not everybody has one. And I'm sure that's why they're also saying... something, anything that says class of 2020 on it, you get a dozen donuts free.
Mr. Diamond and Alexander, you're wearing a bed sheet and a book on your head.
But it has 2020 on it. Can't we have our donuts now, please? There's one close to where we're staying. I'm going to send Connor over there, who's a 2020 high school graduate. And
congrats to Connor.
Congratulations, son, and happy birthday. We'll send those a dozen. We'll send you over to get our dozen donuts.
Sharing is caring.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander on 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Warm day today. We are actually going to see that 82, 85-degree temperature promised. I guess there was a little disappointment, you know, in a couple of the forecasts when a cold front moves through and then, you know, a thunderstorm pops up, but we never quite got there. We may get there today. We may actually see that thunderstorm as well as in Frederick County. Some things open or reopen today about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of our good friends, Jack and mine, is a guy named John Martin that we worked with for years. You worked with him for 30 years, close to 30 years. Not 30. Yeah. And he dubbed me years ago the master of disaster.
Well, John, fitting name and apropos in almost any situation.
Because there would be times when things would happen that would only happen to me. And I've been known to be rough with stuff. I grab things, and I guess I have strong hands, and they sometimes break.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's it. You mean like your iPhone? How many have you gone through?
Well, I mean, if you want to, you know, count, if you want to be tacky about it, I think close to 24.
You've broken, and you've had the audacity to go back to Apple and go,
Tim Cook, where are you? I think legitimately...
Steve Jobs is spitting in his grave right now going, we could have made a bigger profit. Damn insurance.
It's me.
AppleCare.
First thing, if I met Tim Cook, I go, AirPods, can we get the other button back, please? The other hole?
You want?
Yes. I want the other thing. I want the jack back.
You don't like the...
I hate it.
Why?
Because there's times I want to use something else with it at the same time. I want to... charge it and listen to something. I can't do it.
Gotcha.
I blame Tim Cook.
Well, Tim ultimately is where the buck stops.
Well, yesterday I had another master disaster situation. I was buy 3 6 packs of Coke Zero and for $10. That's a great deal at the grocery store. Yeah. For soda, a great deal. But when I was pulling my Coke Zero out, Jack, you'll notice that six pack of Coke fell and...
Yes, you made in the aisle of the store.
Splattered all over the store. And there were people, of course, with their masks. And I couldn't see the look on their face, but I could see their eyes all narrowed.
Yeah. Would you like to see the look on their face?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was like smoke was literally in their eyes burning them. And
how do you think the poor kid who had to come over with a mop and towels?
Well, then I went to the clerk, but I had to go the wrong way. Already a problem because I had to get there fast so no one slipped and fell. Why? Because I care. I'm a caring person.
Did they charge you for
this? So I walked in and I said, I apologize. Do you promise not to get mad at me with what I'm about to tell you? And the clerk said, oh, I don't know. What is it?
Honest answer.
I said, I knocked some Cokes over and they made a mess. Mm. And she instantly grabbed the microphone. We need to clean up on aisle 4. This short man has spilled stuff.
Your picture's in the door this morning with a red slash through it.
Yeah. Well, they did ask me to leave, and they right in front of everybody. It was the most humiliating thing I've ever had happen in my life, which is full of humiliating things. They made me take my club card out, and they ripped it up right in front of the other customers, and they all cheered and asked me to please leave. I mean, I can't master the possibilities anymore.
Yeah, John was right.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. I have a thought. Concerning. What if this quarantine is just the aliens fattening us up before the big harvest?
I thought, please.
If only it's going to be nice and warm today. Get out and social distance and do something.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.